News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Delhi recorded an overall turnout of 62.59% in Saturday's voting, the Delhi Election Commission said in a press conference on Sunday, hours after Aam Aadmi Party leader and Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal questioned the delay in official declaration of the voting percentage. Delhi's Chief Electoral Officer Ranbir Singh said, the voting percentage in Delhi Assembly elections is about 2% more than the last Lok Sabha elections and 5% less than the 2015 turnout when Aam Aadmi Party received a historic mandate of 67 seats in the 70-seat assembly. The poll panel said it is not unusual or uncommon for the voter turnout to be officially declared the day after elections, adding that multiple levels of scrutiny had led to the delay. They did not want to speculate and wanted to give exact figures, so returning officers worked throughout the night to check data to ensure it is accurate, Singh said. He said there were more than 13,700 polling stations in the national capital, and they had to add data from each station and ensure that every vote is accounted for. It is not a matter of late or early. As soon as the voting percent was finalized, it was shared with the public, he said. The highest voting of 71.6% was reported from Balli Marad constituency, while the lowest turnout was in Delhi Cantonment at 45.4%, Singh said. Okhla constituency recorded 58.84% voting. Shaheen Bagh and Jamia Nagar, where protests against the amended Citizenship Act are on, fall in Okhla Assembly constituency. Seelampur constituency recorded a turnout of 71.2%, according to the data. Earlier on Sunday, Kejriwal had said it was absolutely shocking that the poll panel did not come out with the figure several hours after polling got over. Absolutely shocking. What is EC doing? Why are they not releasing poll turnout figures? Several hours after polling, Kejriwal had tweeted. The last voting percentage given by the commission Saturday night was 61.46%. The voting in the national capital to elect a new government ended at 6 p.m. on Saturday. The BJP, meanwhile, has claimed there was a surge in support for the party at polling booths after 3 p.m. From 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., there was huge voting in favor of BJP, Delhi BJP chief Manoj Tiwari said. Opposing the Bharatiya Janata Party does not amount to opposing Hindus, RSS General Secretary Suresh Bhaiyaji Joshi said on Sunday in remarks quite untypical of the ideological parent of the BJP. We should not consider opposition to BJP as opposition to Hindus. It is a political fight that will continue. That should not be linked with Hindus. Your question says that Hindus are becoming enemy of Hindu community, meaning BJP. Hindu community does not mean BJP, he said. Joshi was asked the question, why Hindus are becoming the enemy of their own community at a lecture on Vishwa Guru Bharat near Panaji. The RSS leader's remarks come amid vociferous protests against the ruling BJP over the Citizenship Amendment Act, criticized by activists and the opposition as discriminatory towards Muslims. Despite a polarizing and star-studded campaign around the burning issue in Delhi, exit polls have predicted a loss for the BJP in the assembly elections. A Hindu fights against a fellow Hindu because they forget the religion. Even Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj faced opposition from his own family. Where there is confusion and self-centered behavior, there is opposition, he said. Some claim that Vivekananda's Hindutva is good and not that of Vinayak Savarkar. What is the basis of such claims, he said. Joshi said that communists in West Bengal claim that they are against Hindus, but when it comes to heading Durga Puja mandals, they are always at the forefront. Similar is the situation in Kerala, where communists want to be presidents of temple committees, he added. Joshi advised that Hindus should rise above politics. Responding to a question, Joshi said that the people from all communities are welcome to join the Sangh. And Bangladesh clinched their maiden ICC Under-19 World Cup title after beating India by 3 wickets in a thrilling summit clash in Potchefstroom, South Africa on Sunday. In a low-scoring final, Bangladesh first choked India to a meagre 177 in 47.2 overs and then did well enough to score the the revised target of 170 in 42.1 overs under the Duckworth-Lewis method. The star of the day was Bangladesh's 18-year-old captain Akbar Ali, who showed nerves of steel with a patient 43 not out of 77 balls, which negated more fancied opponent Yashasvi Jaiswal's 88 of 121 balls. Akbar's cool quotient was there for everyone to see as he marshalled his resources brilliantly and then batted responsibly, seeing out India's threats from leg spinner Ravi Bishnoi and fast bowler Kartik Tyagi's spells before reaching the finishing line with ease. There were two things that cost India dearly. While batting, India lost their last 7 wickets for 23 runs. And then while defending, the number of extras, 33, did matter in the final context of the game. Bangladesh's chase started in earnest with Parvez Hossein Imon, 47 of 79 balls, and Tanzeed Hassan, 17, adding 50 in quick time, primarily due to the former's impressive off-site play. However, things changed once leg spinner Bishnoi, 4 for 30 in 10 overs, came into the attack and started bowling his googlies. First, he got Tanzeed holed out in the deep and then had Mehmudul Hassan Joy, 8, played on with another wrong one, and Tawheed Ridoy was also wrapped on the pads, and Dhruv Jurel effected a smart stumping to make it 65 for 4. With Imon back in the hut due to a hamstring injury, it was on skipper Akbar to show composure in the hour of crisis, even as left-arm seamer Sushant Singh, in his second and third spell, got a couple of wickets. Then it was Imon who again came back at 102 for 6, as Akbar finally got hold of Bishnoi's googlies, as there was one slog sweep for 6. With Bishnoi not having an effective leg break, he was taken out of the attack. Imon, despite hamstring issues, fought gamely before Jaiswal bowled his part-time leg breaks, and Garg's gamble paid off, with the opener being caught in the extra cover region to make it 143 for 7. India's cricketing battles with Bangladesh have been filled with acrimony over the last few years, and the theme continued in this game too, with players from both sides nearly coming to blows after the emotionally charged game. For India, Yashasvi Jaiswal, 88 of 121 balls, was once again the standout performer, but the other batsmen struggled to find their touch, as Shorifull Islam, 2 for 31 in 10 overs, and Tanzeem Hassan Shakib, 2 for 28 in 8.2 overs, literally stifled the Indians for runs. The third seamer, Abhishek Das, 3 for 40 in 9 overs, was the most successful bowler in terms of figures, but it was Shorifull's first spell with channelized aggression that put the Indians on the back foot from the onset. Shorifull and Shakib were not afraid of sledging the Indian batsmen as they bowled full and got the ball to swing away from the left-handers. The fielding was also agile and top-notched, making it difficult throughout the Indian innings. India lost Divyansh Saxena for 2 of 17 in the 7th over, with the team managing only 9 runs by then. Only 23 came of the first 10 overs, a sedate 93-run stand between Jaiswal and Tilak Varma, who scored 38 of 65 balls in 23.2 overs, steadied the ship for India, but they could not recover from the slow start. Captain Priyam Garg was rusty and fell for 7, the lack of game time evident, and once Jaiswal followed, mistiming a pull shot of Shorifull, India collapsed. From 156 for 3, India lost their last 7 wickets for just 21 runs. Siddhesh Veer, who went for a duck, was gone off the next ball by Shorifull, and Dhruv Jurel, 22 of 38 balls, lacked partners and was run out after a horrible mix-up with Atharva Ankolekar, who scored 3. Both batsmen were stuck at the same end, with Ankolekar not sacrificing his wicket for the said batsman. Ankolekar then played on as India finished with a below-par score. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.